the coach of Destroy. I'm here with Warnie.
What?
Sorry. And I'm here with Calvin.
Calvin the coach, Calvin our coach!
Woohoo! We are coming off a massive week of footy where a lot of people, unfortunately, probably aren't listening because they have been kicked out of the competition. Lucky for me, I'm still in there. But let's go around the grounds, see how we went. Calvin, how'd you go?
Mate, if there was a crown in here, I'd have it on my head. I was the top scorer this week, Troy.
Well done.
And yeah, I was only at 20-88. Yep. And as you go, I was not that good, you know, 20-88. It's all right. Yeah, so, yep, top of the tree at the moment, feeling pretty proud of myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got a bit of a smirk and a bit of a glow about you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Is it a relief?
It's a bloody massive relief. I've been kicked. Man, I'm on the ground. You guys just stomp on me with your muddy boots every week. And this week, it's my time to return the favour. How'd you go?
Yeah, I was solid. I got about 20-60. You know, yep. As I always carry the Captain Mediocre flag, that's just what I was again. Wow, there was some carnage, wasn't there?
Massive carnage.
Snoop, how'd you go?
You said
what?
Now don't swear because you'll have to edit it all out. Just be good.
Just how did you go? You obviously copped a bit of the carnage.
Not much, just a slight amount.
Go for it.
You know exactly what I scored.
No, you were joking when you messaged us that might be sub 2,000, didn't you?
What did you do? Come on. People aren't mind readers, dog.
Aren't they? All right, well, people all know about it because I've copped that many bloody tweets about this rubbish today. It's
not fair.
This game's shit. Oh. It is shit. I'm actually, honestly, thinking about 2014, not a pre-season, just not playing. It is the worst game in the world. Why do we do it? Why do we put ourselves through it? You build this team. You try to make this team, oh yeah, I'm really good at Dream Team. I'm bloody making this awesome team right from the start of the year, and then you trade and you try to make it better. So, round one, I scored 20-50.
Yep.
Round two, 21-04.
Yep.
This week, 1942.
What in the hell?
So I might as well roll out bloody round one team and let that bloody play instead of this team of premiums.
Yeah, well. So listen.
Far out.
You've had one. This is your first week in a while where you've actually feeling like this.
I've felt like this a couple. No, well, this is pretty devastating.
This should be.
I get this every week.
This could but you're be... not. Your team's no good. Mine was good.
Okay, right. I just top score for the week.
I knew we'd get to the bottom of it.
I just top score for the week.
Yes,
and
well
done. No good.
For the first time this year.
Well, maybe it's because for once you've had a bit of bad luck and not all the kissed honour that you get.
The good decisions I make.
Can you remember? Can I just take you back? Calvin, can you remember any quotes when you and I were down and out at the start of the year and big fella over here was up on his perch chirping at us down below? Can you remember anything he said to you?
Sucked in, Calvin, you suck. He said that a few times.
That's not how you play it this year, he said.
Yeah, well, look.
Game's changed.
It has changed.
44 trades is crap. You're trading stupid things.
Yep.
You might as well.
All right, let's go around. Let's start talking about our plus three, negative threes.
Oh, no.
Let's go negative threes first off, because we all did some moves this week that we pretty much were forced to do. Troy, kick it off.
Unbelievable. Now, Morty, I actually sympathise with you. You had an unlucky week. That was shocking. And one comment you made there was that we're making trades that we wouldn't normally do. Yep. Prime example for me. Everyone knows that I hate Hamish Hartlett.
Oh, because he's Port Adelaide.
Because he averaged me 30 this year.
Yep.
He averaged me 30. I got him back out. All the signs pointed straight towards getting Hartlett back in. I did it. Not only did he hurt himself and get injured, he also got himself suspended. So he is straight back out. So Hamish Hartlett, without a doubt, is my negative three this week.
Look, my negative three, and I'd like you to take part of blame of this.
Oh.
I had to get in Ellis.
What?
All right, and because you go, okay, I'm getting Elvis. He's left the God. I wish I'd got in Elvis. I got in Ellis because DT Troy over here. Have I been drinking?
Only a couple.
Right. Troy said to me, Calvin, get in Ellis. He's a gun. He's been getting 90s. In fact, up until last week, his lowest score was 91 in his four.
There you go.
Leading into it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Haven't had a bar of any of that. Get him in, 55.
There were no complaints at quarter time, were there, when he was on 31 with a couple of sausage rolls next to his name?
What did he finish with?
Well, he's that good. I didn't anticipate he was that good that he'd now cop a tag at quarter time. So
score another 20 points. Yeah,
he copped a massive tag and he could not get near it.
So is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Stick with it. He'll be right this week.
I was after more of a, I'm sorry, Calvin. I messed up.
If you want sympathy, you can look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. That's where you'll find sympathy.
Dog, -3.
Where do I start?
That's a good point. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe with Sam.
I'm just going to roll off some names here. Okay. Can I do that?
Oh, yep. Please.
But, you know, a lot of people have these guys. Obviously, yep. Heppel, 35.
Yep.
Hanley, 46. Both of those dudes subbed off. I bought in Ellis this week, like you, Calvin, because
good on your Troy.
Old mole over there.
I didn't want to be the only one with Ellis. I had a bad feeling. I wanted you guys to have him.
Looking in the forward line, Dusty Martin, 28.
Wow. No, wow. Can you seriously get 28 in a game?
Oh,
Dusty struggled.
Do you know what?
It?
The only reason he didn't get my -3 is because I thought he was so common. A lot of people would have him. He was
that
pathetic.
Is a dirty score.
But my -3, O'Keefe there, 55.
Putrid.
God. My -3 has to go to... Oh, God, I can't even say his name.
I'm not surprised.
I can't.
Do you want me to say it? Windley.
No, he's...
Who?
Aaron Sandilands.
Oh,
right.
Sandy.
So he got it last week for his bloody 40.
Yep.
He did, however, look pretty good in the first 3 minutes of the game. Kicked the first goal on 15, got the big fireball next to him.
He had a fireball.
And then he got caught one in the head. And it's a big head.
How did you get up to it?
The guy was up there.
Subbed out. When I saw this concussion sub, I thought, oh, God. Like, he needs to be out there for as long as he can. So I was thinking that 20 minutes that they're allowed to have for him. And then, the red vest and the big head's gone off to hospital. Anyway, that's... Well, my -3, yeah. Aaron Sandilands, thanks for your 15, you big peanut. You are now on the never, ever, ever, ever again list. Whoa. And you will not be invited to any club functions as a former member of my team. You, far out, single-handedly has sent me to... Oh, I don't know. This show won't finish.
I locked the shed.
I'm not surprised.
I had to lock the shed.
It's going
to
take more than a shed.
Unbelievable. Anyway, my plus three, this is something a little bit new. I'm giving it to someone who was actually on the bench. Dean Turlick.
Really? Turlick.
He said to the boys on the field, this is how it's actually done. It is possible for a defender to get 100. He knocked up 123. And yes, well done, mate. You've made it loud and clear. 97 last week, 123 this week. You are back on the ground.
Beautiful. Great work, Troy. Stokesy. My boy Stokesy.
He's been back.
He's back. Don't forget, he had a string of 90s before I got him in, and he's been 60 since. He's done something decent. 127.
No wonder you're sitting so high up there on the leaderboard.
Aren't I smashing it? Dog?
There's not many on there. No, there's a couple of good players for me. I still had enough to get myself into the 1900s, you beauty. I'm going to have to give it to the pig. I'm going to have to say, Swanee, 131 as captain, probably the only good thing that I did this weekend.
The only person that did their job too. That's what it feels like.
Sick of all the rubbish. Sick of it. This game is crap.
Rightio, news. Check out what we got this week because there's some bloody tricky things coming up. Let's talk suspensions. Dean Cox. Dog, what did he get?
He got 1 week. However, he was reprimanded. So, whew. So 6 year good behaviour bond.
Just a little slap for Cox.
A little turkey slap for him. Now, the good thing for old Coxie, that's amazing. We've talked about this before.
Yep.
He has played a lot of football, never been suspended.
Nah.
Pretty awesome.
Yep.
Good
smart,
Cox.
Good detail.
Right. Now, the other one, Troy, that you've already brushed on very quickly, Hartlett got offered 2 weeks. He's going to have to take him because if he challenges and gets his third, he'll miss the first final. Which obviously Port
and he's probably going to rest his body anyway because even Doc Larkins today on the website, on the AFL website, said pretty much he'd miss two anyway.
Yeah. So. Now, I had a bit of a snap about Hartlett giving him my -3. However, his shoulder was hanging down around his waist, I didn't think he'd come back on. He came back on and played with one arm, basically. So I will never call him heartless ever again.
Good.
But I will never own him again
but
either.
But you do hate Port. Look, also here, we've got a few other... Well, let's just quickly go to Sandilands. Now, Sandilands, what, he'll miss two.
He's missing the rest of his life.
So Sandilands, if you've got him, get rid of him. But what we're going to talk about now is a string of defenders who are potentially going to miss this week. And if not, the rest of the season.
Longer, yeah.
Let's jump straight on to Ricky Henderson.
Yep.
Henderson is done for the season. He's had a knee op. He is gone.
Hendo.
So out last week, and a lot of people did jump off him, which is what 44 trades do for us. Yep. But some people just held him on the bench.
Yeah, along with Ibbotson on some teams that people have spoken
to. Right, and we've also got Heppel, who obviously subbed out, talked of his foot has flared up again, potential stress fracture. He's not going to be risked. They're going to bench
him. I don't think they will. And the main reason is, even Essendon, allegedly, can still make the eight without actually... They could lose the next two games, would be going to the finals with the worst form of all time. However, they will still make the eight. So I reckon they'll look after him.
Now, do you compare your form, allegedly, to Essendon's?
What do you mean?
Well, you're just going so well. Allegedly. Peptides run out, start to die off at the end of the year.
You are an idiot.
Aren't I?
Yeah, no drug use at the Warn Dogs at all.
So
make myself shit without...
Well, also Hanley then. So chucking Hanley in that line of defenders who could potentially miss this week as well.
Well, it is an adductor, so he has had a few issues around his quadricep. / hamstring / groiny areas.
It's a joint relocation.
So yeah, he's a massive chance to miss as well.
What are we going to do? So we've got potentially most teams are going to have at least one of these guys, if not two or three or even all of them. Hartlett, Henderson, Heppel, Hanley, Troy. What defenders are we going to look at as far as covering these guys heading into finals?
Yep, well, it's amazing, isn't it? Hendo, Heppel, Hanley, replace them with Harry.
Who?
Harry O'Brien!
No.
I'm not even joking. No. I'm not even joking. I actually think he is up there as the best option. His form the last month. Yeah, I know. Credibility out the window.
God,
but
your team would look average with him in it.
Well, Bolts... Me mate Bolts in my staff room, he put him in this afternoon. We said, who are we going to get? Yeah, and I said, Harry is coming off 95, 75, 91, 113, 103, 96.
Oh, boy.
And he goes, oh, my God, that form, I'm putting him in. And he was, like, feeling a bit awkward about it as well because we don't think of Harry as a DTer. He swears to me that the minute he put Harry in, you know how their face comes up on your field as well, his facial expression changed. He was like, what am I doing here? I'm in a team in the top 5,000. He swears his facial expression changed. But so Harry O, I think, is the number one pick.
Now, what about a smoky like Bob Murphy?
Like it, but not as much.
It's right up your old school alley, though,
Roy. It is.
Because he finishes with Brisbane and Melbourne.
Yeah.
So Brisbane at the Gabba this week. Mm. And then Melbourne. So,
His history versus Melbourne is nothing to write home about. Yep. But it's still Melbourne. You look what Fremantle did to them. It's just a field day. If Bob Murphy's feeling in party mode that last round, he could go nuts, couldn't he?
Oh, big time.
And he has been pretty solid this year. I've ridden with him in my draft team. And he's just been a pretty much a rock back there for me.
Project their score this week. Because it's obviously knockout. We need to think about this week. I know the grand final would be nice to be there, but have to win this week. Who is going to score more out of those two this week? Harry O's at Patterson's.
No, it's in Melbourne. Yeah.
Oh, is
MCG,
it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
We're going to it.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sick.
There's another reason to have him in there. I think you'd have to back in Harry O.
You
just
do,
because he can score 90 plus, where I think Bob Murphy will be solid 80 odd.
Yeah, same.
But I'm going to say, back in Harry O, but don't tell anyone that you've done it. Like, don't tweet it.
He's just not...
Keep it last minute.
Hasn't even been on our radar, really, has he, Harry?
Oh. Nope. But he doesn't need to be. Like, but at the moment, with all that carnage...
Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yep.
It's going to be interesting, because it's going to test so many... Like, your depth in your back line.
Mm.
It's going to be tested all the way through, because there's so many guys that are out and... even two trades may not save you very well. So you might have to be smart, such as, you know, if you've got to, you might have to play that bench guy just to make your other trade so it's a better trade. Like you're doing that, especially when we find out.
Yeah.
But it looks like it is all going to be backline carnage, but what, God, teams on Thursday night could turn into even more rubbish.
A guy like you, Roy, who has Turlick still on your pine.
Yeah.
That's a great little easy answer for you, just to chuck him straight on. He's averaging over, 110 in his last two?
Yeah.
And then do a straight swap.
And get some firepower somewhere else.
Now, Warren, you don't have Scotland. That'd be someone to consider in that mix.
Definitely.
You don't have him, do you?
No.
So he's,
have you got him?
I do, yeah.
I've got him.
Do you? Yeah.
No wonder your teams are so much better than mine. Scotland.
Yeah, he's actually been going really well. Bit quiet on the weekend, but, you know, I would have him in that mix to consider.
Bringing. He's got the rabble of the Bombers this week too.
He does, yeah, and then a must-win game versus Port. So, interesting.
All right, Calvin, now the captains this week. Oh, yes.
No joke, I have been kicking goals all weekend, even with my betting. Nailing everything. And I come out and I go, don't get on fire. Fife's going to be no good against Melbourne. He'll get McKenzie tag. What does he get? McKenzie tag. He's no good. I just, everything I'm touching turns to Skittles. I'm not that guy to act.
Just dominating. So, have you got any thoughts for this week then?
Not many thoughts for this week because it's very early on Monday and the Pirate hasn't gone to work yet. But I want to talk about Gary Ablett.
Oh, yeah.
Three scores in a row under 90. Even that. First time in a very long time, Gary Ablett has not been in my top five. Mm. People going, oh, Calvin, you're an idiot. I'm still going him.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd that turn out?
Yeah.
So what are our thoughts here? Is he a sneaky guy that you can dump to replace with, you know, a Matty Boyd or someone like that who's got a great run home?
Even an informed Joe Watson. Or
those kind of guys. Is that just a ridiculously gutsy call to do? Or is it...
You can't get rid of Gaz, can you?
I wouldn't. But just I'm for not even in the finals anymore. However, if you were a big underdog, it could be a big call to make. It could be...
His scores have been woeful.
They have. But when you've got people like Kieran Jack and O'Keefe, I do, Gazza looks bloody brilliant.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, with his 80.
So, at the end of the day, there's no way you could put a C on him this week. He would not make my top five this week. And I don't care what his numbers are and what he's done in the past. The fact that he hasn't gone over 90 in his last three is an absolute joke.
Yeah.
So, I know Collingwood, so Swanee plays West Coast on Friday night. People say that Pig doesn't like a night game. He was all right last week for his 131, but Scott Selwood will do some tagging. He has to go to Pendlebury. So, I think the Pig will run free again, and I think he could clock up big numbers. And don't forget, a couple of weeks ago, the Bulldogs beat West Coast. Am I right by saying that?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me, but I don't pay much attention to the actual results.
No, but
I think they did.
Yeah, they did. And in that game, a massive bag of them cracked over 100 and gave them a spanking.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
So I think this week, look, I don't want to call it early because I haven't looked at numbers too much, but it's hard to go past a guy who got you 131 last week when there's people around him failed. But don't write off Joel Selwood either. Has he just been absolutely tortured?
The absolute informed player of the competition.
Yeah, isn't he? And you know what? I considered getting him on, and I just missed the betting lockout. Most goals.
Oh, really?
He would be paying a fair bit for most goals, but he keeps racking up three and four. He had four. So that's a good one to get on. That'd be quite exciting. Mind you, he's probably short now.
All right, really quickly, let's have a look at our Ultimate Finals 22 team. That's, it was solid this week. It was good. It did cop all the carnage, but these guys are massively popular with Heppel, Ellis, Hanley in the back line there. You know, your Dustin Martin. We're not going to kick them out, are we? I guess we're going to have to kick out Heppel or Hanley.
Yeah.
If we were to get rid of them, who would we bring in? Probably Harry Ho.
Yeah.
What about Turlick?
Would you bring Turlick?
I know, that is the thing.
I'd be bringing in Turlick ahead of Harry Ho. Because I don't like Harry Ho and I like Turlick.
Oh, really?
Would you really?
Yep, do it.
Nah, I'd Harry O with... Well, let's go Harry O and Turlick for both of those
guys.
That
is amazing, isn't it?
Right. So that's pending whether they're playing or not.
And can we do that? We'll throw Scotland into it. We might have a quick update of the post or maybe even quickly mention it on the live show.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that... Who cares? We're so wrong anyway. No, this team has been pretty good. Yeah,
and across the line, I think you're pretty safe with those guys. Sure. And look,
do you want to get rid of Gary Ablett?
No, you said. Because if you've got to get rid of Gary Ablett, he's going to kick in the ass next week with a 160. So
definitely.
You just can't get rid of a guy like that.
Who do you reckon is the top averaging player in Dream Team this year?
Steve Johnson.
J. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
he's... Sneaky Stevie, I call him.
Do you call him that?
Yeah.
He is. All right, now, we're going to wrap this up and...
Maybe quickly mention what we're doing on the weekend.
Well, what are we doing on the weekend? We're heading over to... Did you know that, Roy? We're going to the MCG on Friday night. We are going there to see... who is it? Collingwood and West Coast.
West Coast, apparently. Yeah.
I thought they were Patterson's.
Yes, take the pig.
Yes. I'm going to be oinking in the stands.
You'll get kicked out.
If you see him in the southern stand there with a pig, that's going to be good fun. Yeah, so we're going over this weekend. We'll go to that Friday night. But the big thing is on Saturday afternoon, we are down at the Richmond Club Hotel, which is at 100 Swan Street. And we will be getting very excited watching the afternoon of footy. Starts at about 1 o'clock, so come down. The coolest part about it, apart from us looking at Dream Team scores and me not even giving a crap about what's happening with the DT scores, or you, Calvin, because you're not in any finals either. I only destroy. Yeah. We're going to be watching the footy, but we're going to be checking out our mate, Hairy Beard.
Calvin. Hairy Beard!
He is going to bring along his axe man. That's what he's
going to do. Guitar, yeah. Dog.
And he's going to play us some tunes. And if you've got any requests... Let us know. Actually, put them in the comments here. Calvin, what's your number one request?
I'm coming along to listen to We Are Young and You're the Voice. I've already requested that. And I threw in a sneaky one the other day when I was talking to him. The Scientist.
Oh, really?
I do like a bit of Scientist.
All right, well, I thought you might have still been in his ear. Every time we go and see him live, this idiot is that knob that's in the crowd going, play this song. And it asks for Flame Trees every time, and the beard refuses to do it.
No, he doesn't refuse to. He's just never learned it.
Oh.
Anyway, we are going to be the biggest beer pigs at 100 Swan Street that day. So, yeah, get along and say good day.
100 pints between us. Can we get it?
Kill it. Easy.
Awesome. All right, thanks for listening, and good luck this week for those people that are actually playing.
Yeah, thanks.
And that even care about this game anymore.
Cheers.
I hate Dream Team.
I love it.